We'll have a couple roster moves to announce later on this morning, but we're working through some things, so don't have anything on that for right now. Obviously, Pittsburgh was having a great year, very talented team, playing very well right now. Been playing well all year, but you know, especially over the last couple months, put a lot of big wins together, played a lot of good football at the most critical times of the game when they needed to. It's a well-balanced team, very explosive on offense, good on defense, good in the kicking game, have a lot of great players, well-coached, tough, hard-nosed, physical team. We've had a long history of great competitive games with, and should be a great environment there Sunday afternoon. We're going to put everything we have into it here next 4 days and be ready to go. But this big, big challenge up there. They're very good. They're playing well. They have great players, great coaching staff, great organization. They're a strong competitor. All the times we played them through all the years I've been here, going all the way back to 2001. But those games don't really mean anything now. It's just about this matchup this week, and we got a lot to get ready for. So I'm going to put our foot on the gas here and hit it today.
Built defensively, are they pretty similar from what you guys saw from them last year, just in terms of scheme?
Yeah, basically.
Have things changed drastically? I know it's only been a week, but with Shazier out of the lineup?
They've had to replace him. I mean, they've played more dime defense with him out. They've been primarily a nickel team. Going back to last year when it was Timmons and Shazier and a lot of nickel this year, they've played a little more dime this year and in the last couple weeks in third down situations, not on early downs. I'd say that would be the biggest change. That's not really a change. Looking for something that has shown up.
The short turnaround from Monday's game is today sort of more of a walkthrough type setup, and then tomorrow would be more like the traditional Wednesday practice.
Yeah, we're going to get as much done as we can today, and then we'll practice at a higher tempo tomorrow.
Who do you think of a player is Le'Veon Bell, just with his great running style, his ability as a receiver?
That's really good. Tremendous player, leads the league in yards from scrimmage, and that's about really all you need to know. He's a receiver when he's out of the backfield. He's can run any run you want, inside, outside, runs with power, runs with a lot of skill and quickness in the open field. He's an excellent receiver out in the passing game. Big guy, blitz pickup. Matches up well against linebackers and DBs he has to block. Yeah, he's a tremendous player. I mean, those two guys are, you know, both fabulous players on the same team. Very, very hard to defend. Brown and Bell, just dynamic players that have so many ability to do so many things, do them so well consistently. They're there every week, make big plays every week. Two-thirds of the offense with two guys, and there's that's a lot of offense.
Bill, how much does Antonio's speed open up things underneath?
Everything opens up everything, so they can do it all. They have great skill players. They can run the ball. They can throw it long, throw it short, run after catch, extend plays. Everybody's involved, tight ends, receivers, backs. Multiple receivers, very experienced offensive line, big offensive line. Just keep going. Just be here all day. I mean, there's no real weaknesses on that offensive unit. They can't get them all on the field at the same time. Whichever ones they put out there are good. Whichever ones they take off and put out there the next play, they're good too.
What is it that makes Antonio Brown so special as a receiver?
Everything. Just make a list. He's on all of it.
Bill, lots made of Bill's style, his patient running style. Is that something that defensively better to answer that patience with patience, or do you have to take the opposite approach?
He does whatever he needs to do. If you want to see him run hard, run over people, run downhill, you can find plenty of plays of that. You want to see him with his vision, finding space in the defense, there's plays on that. I find him catching the ball, there's plenty of plays on that. Guy doesn't lead the league in yards from scrimmage by doing one thing, doing it a little bit. He does everything, does it well, does whatever he needs to do. You give him an opening, and whatever it is, he's gonna make you pay for it.
Bill, the Steelers have won so many one-score games, three-point games. When you watch them on film late in those late-game situations, what enables them to seem to always come out on top?
They do what they need to do. They need to score, they score. They need to stop them, they stop them. They need to make a kick, they make a kick. Their players have stepped up and made the plays they need to make in those critical situations all year. From the first game all the way through, they play well under pressure, play well in critical situations. They've been in a lot of them, and they've handled them all very well. It's a very talented team, poised team. Plays they need to make, they make them.
Have you noticed there's no huddle putting stress on opponents specifically in games in Pittsburgh versus on the road, or is that something they're going through all the time?
Yeah, they do a lot of things. They get you a lot of different ways. That's one of the many tools they have in their box. One of the many things you have to defend. They do it when they want to do it. They don't do it when they don't want to do it. They do it well. They do other things well, too. So it's just another rock on a big pile of rocks.
It would be nice having Rob Gronkowski back in the building this week for preparation.
It's good to have all the players that we have.
How much of a tone setter was Cam Hayward on defense?
Yeah, so Hayward's having a really good year for him. A very strong front. He's having an outstanding year. He's a good football player. He's played well in the past, but I think his play this year, coming off the injury last year, that hurt the team a little bit, not having him, but he's back to it. Those guys give him two really good players at end. Hargrave is very disruptive inside. It's a good front, and he's played very well. It's a hard guy to block. He rushes with a lot of power, plays with great effort. He's a very good pursuit player. It's good. John Mitchell, the defensive line coach there, has been there for 23 years. He has all those guys playing well, as he always does. They use their hands well. They play with good power, play with good discipline. They're physical, and they pursue very well. It's one of the best pursuing defensive lines that we ever play against. They make plays 15, 20 yards downfield. They're never out of the play. You put Dupree and Watt in there too, Harrison, whoever the outside linebackers are. They're kind of part of that front five, however you want to look at it, four or five, depending on what they're in. But those guys they're a factor in every play, not just the plays at them or the plays that are kind of at the point of attack, but they show up on plays 50 yards away. And Coach Mitchell does a great job with that.
Steve, and your team's been going up against Ben Roethlisberger for a number of years now. Is he a player that, when you go back to watch week after week, you have a pretty good sense of what you're going to see out of him, or is he got to kind of add some things to his game each year?
Again, he can do whatever he needs to do. He's a great player. He's got a lot of experience. Has a lot of weapons, so he can beat you with deep balls, intermediate balls, quick throws, stand in the pocket throws, use the check down screens, underneath routes. He has good vision. He can extend plays. He doesn't need to extend plays. He's got a great arm. He can throw the ball into tight spots down the field too. whatever you give him, he'll take. And he's, again, very accurate, very tough, stand in there and take hits, stand in the pocket, people around him, doesn't affect him. He just steps up and fires the ball in there into tight windows with his arm strength and his accuracy. He's a great, great player. He's played very, very well, very consistently. He gets the ball to everybody. I mean, of course, he's got guys that he has a lot of confidence in, but Smith, Bryant, McDonald, Jane, it doesn't matter. Whoever's open, he throws it to them. They make plays.
Coach, you alluded to the big games you've been playing against the Steelers since 2001. This is obviously a different organization back then. You were a different coach. Over the years, have you had to change or evolve the way you motivate the team?
Yeah, every week's different, so we look at whatever the challenges are that week and do the best we can with those. So every week's different.
Okay, good.
All right, thanks.